Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Orbital Perspective Lessons in Seeing the Big Picture from a Journey of 71 Million Miles is a nonfiction memoir and reflection by former NASA astronaut Ron Garan. Drawing on his 178 days in space and his experience living aboard the International Space Station, the book examines how viewing Earth from orbit changes not only what a person sees, but how they think about humanity, cooperation, and responsibility. Garan uses the idea of the orbital perspective to argue that national borders, social divisions, and narrow institutional thinking become less convincing when Earth is understood as one interconnected system. The book is not a technical account of spaceflight. Instead, it combines personal observation, humanitarian concern, and systems-level thinking. Its purpose is to encourage readers to apply the lessons of space-based perspective to practical problems on Earth, including conflict, poverty, climate change, and the limitations of short-term aid approaches. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the orbital perspective as a systems-level way of seeing Earth. The central idea of the book is that seeing Earth from space produces a mental shift as well as a visual one. Garan presents the planet as a single fragile, interconnected whole rather than a collection of separate nations or isolated problems. This is the meaning of the orbital perspective. It asks readers to move beyond local or political categories and recognize that environmental, social, and economic challenges are linked. The value of this idea is not simply inspirational. It provides a framework for thinking about complex problems in a way that reduces fragmentation and encourages coordination. By stressing that Earth is a small town with many neighborhoods in a very big universe, Garan uses a memorable image to reframe global responsibility. The book suggests that many failures in policy and cooperation come from treating symptoms as if they were separate when they are actually part of the same system. Secondly, how life aboard the International Space Station shaped cooperation. Garan uses the International Space Station as a concrete example of international collaboration working under pressure. He describes how astronauts from different countries, including former geopolitical adversaries, had to depend on one another in a highly technical and high-stakes environment. That experience becomes more than an anecdote. It serves as evidence that cooperation is possible even when cultures, institutions, and histories differ. The space station is important in the book because it demonstrates a model of shared purpose that is often missing on Earth. Rather than emphasizing abstract unity, Garan points to a working system where trust, communication, and mutual dependence are built into daily operations. The implication is that global challenges require similar habits. Climate change, humanitarian crises, and conflict cannot be solved by isolated actors working separately. The book, therefore, uses astronaut teamwork to argue for more deliberate forms of international coordination and dialogue. Thirdly, a critique of short-term humanitarian thinking and donor incentives. Another major theme is Garan's criticism of how humanitarian and nonprofit work is often funded and evaluated. He argues that donors and institutions frequently favor projects that are new, visible, and easy to market, rather than efforts that are steady, integrated, and durable. This matters because complex problems rarely improve through brief interventions alone. The book suggests that an obsession with quick results can distort priorities, encouraging organizations to chase novelty instead of building long-term capacity or addressing root causes. Garan's perspective is especially relevant because it comes from someone who has worked in humanitarian and social entrepreneurship circles. Not only from the vantage point of an astronaut, the critique is practical rather than cynical. He is not dismissing aid work. He is calling for more patience, broader scope, and stronger coordination across sectors. This makes the book useful for nonprofit leaders who need to think about impact over time rather than only immediate visibility. Fourthly, why empathy, tolerance, and dialogue matter in global problem solving. The book repeatedly links perspective with ethics. Once people recognize their shared dependence on one planet, Garan argues, they are more likely to practice tolerance, dialogue, and cooperation. This is one of the book's most important conceptual moves. It does not treat empathy as a vague moral ideal, but as a necessary condition for solving collective problems. The orbital perspective helps readers understand that divisions are often less substantial than they appear from the ground, where fear and identity can narrow judgment. From space, those divisions fade. What remains is mutual vulnerability. Garan uses that insight to support a more humane approach to public problems, one that values listening and collaboration over rivalry. The book's significance lies in connecting a shift in viewpoint to a shift in behavior. It implies that better outcomes depend not just on better data or technology, but on deeper forms of mutual recognition among people and institutions. Lastly, a memoir that blends spaceflight, reflection, and social purpose. Although the book is built around a philosophical idea, it remains grounded in personal experience. Garan draws on his own career as a fighter pilot, astronaut, and humanitarian to show how the orbital perspective emerged from real events rather than abstract theory. That memoir structure gives the book credibility and makes its argument more accessible. Readers are not asked to accept a detached essay on global unity. They are invited into a lived account of how repeated exposure to space altered one person's sense of scale and responsibility. The blend of memoir and social commentary also distinguishes the book from standard astronaut narratives, which often focus on mission detail or personal achievement. Here, the larger purpose is interpretive. The space experience is used to reconsider life on Earth. This combination of firsthand testimony and civic reflection is what gives the book its distinctive position among books about space, leadership, and global citizenship. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in astronaut memoirs, systems thinking, global cooperation, philanthropy, and climate or humanitarian issues. It will be especially useful for nonprofit professionals, social entrepreneurs, educators, and readers who want a concise but thoughtful account of how spaceflight can reshape practical thinking on Earth. Its main benefit is that it translates a famous astronaut perspective into a usable framework for judging institutions, priorities, and shared responsibility. Rather than celebrating space exploration for its own sake, it asks what changes when people see Earth as a single interconnected system. That gives the book a clearer policy and ethical dimension than many memoirs in the same category. It also stands out because it combines personal experience with a direct critique of short-term aid culture and a realistic argument for cooperation across borders and sectors. The result is a book that is reflective, accessible, and unusually focused on application. Readers looking for a space memoir with social purpose will find it more concrete than inspirational books alone, and more personal than abstract books about global systems. If you would like to support Ron Garan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.